So in the lush greenness, windy and wide, I'm sitting outside, finding the balance between the sun's rays and the cool hugs of the wind of the earth. I'm sitting under pollen, falling like rain, basking through to the beats and the sounds of the birds chirping, bees buzzing, the battering of the wings of the birds of the air. Here and after, I imagine the natural waters, rivers, and the ocean, the milkiness of the clouds in the blanket of blue is represented as a perfect sky for a perfect day. Here I come. The climax is upon you, and you're at the right place where you're supposed to be, and you're reaching to the peak. I'm VIP Tev B. I hope that you're doing well. That was a random opening, but I do hope that you're doing great where you are, wherever you are in the world. It's a beautiful thing to appreciate all that is around you. Life is to be appreciated. Around the world, we find persons speaking about the COVID crisis and all of these things, and death of everyone that has been lost by loved ones and family and friends, which is very much tragic. And I do share the same sentiments. Beyond all of this, I have to send you my deepest regards in whatever losses has taken place, maybe it's for lives, property, or even the sanity of going outside. The description I gave earlier is literally what I'm sitting around. I am within the Caribbean. You might be, you might not. But appreciate that which you have around you, those that you do have around you, and embrace family, that is blood, and family, which is not blood. Now, I'm taking a look around me, and I can see where all the elements of the trees and the birds. I'm looking right now at a butterfly which looks like burnt orange, another one looking as bleached yellow. A leaf just fell from the red blossom of a tree. Now I'm thinking to myself, when I look just above this tree and see a bird flying along, gliding, literally gliding on the wind, that what if we were able to fly and show our colors just the same? These are what I called wind thoughts. Wind thoughts. What would you be if you were not who you are today? What can you become? And here I'm gonna tell you my story. I started the climax 2015 after recognizing that I have some multiple talents that are not being used. And I thought to myself, contributing to something greater is the most important part of life in and of itself. If I'm able to contribute to life and to the growth of others, I'm able to start painting a brilliant picture on life's canvas. Dr. Miles Monroe stated clearly within his books, where you're able to, paraphrasing, I'm paraphrasing, where you're able to Use the resources that are around you. And leave an indelible mark by finding your own purpose is where this all began. And this is where we should start. The first aspect of wealth is investing within yourself. So today on The Climax, we're going to be speaking with some random persons. They're familiar with me, friends of mine, awesome people, they're like family. And we're going to be having a look at not only just general investments, but we're going to be looking at trading. My boy, Alston Billings, he started his process some time ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years. He'll give us this update. And what we have found is that he has grown tremendously, where he is now painting his canvas upon life, helping others to discover what he has, and building wealth. We might not be where we want to be today, because you're still working on it. You might not be where you want to be. You should continue to work on it. But I'm glad that where you could have been is not where you are today. And this is my hashtag. This is my life theme. Where we are indeed, quotations, tailor-made. Alright, so as I spoke before to you, our audience, that we'll be talking about life changes that are taking place. One of the things about investing that we'd find becoming most important that should be done is starting somewhere. I gave you an indication that we'll be speaking to one of my boys. Is my brother from another mother, and he's live online. Alston Billings is with us. Alston, are you there with me?
How are you doing, bro?
I'm here. Awesome. Not bad at all. I hope that you're great where you are.
Of course. Always. And how are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So I want to introduce you to our audience right here on The Climax. Today we look at conversations like these as voices of today. So as we're fresh casting and we're launching our podcasts online, we are looking at inspiration. And today, as this is my debut, you're the first person that would have come to my mind, because you're like another brother to me, and we have traveled so far.
Of course, it came from a long way, you know, share similar ideas. We have the same mindset, so of course, we have to keep the link just the same, right?
100%. So, one of the reasons, too, that I called is because you not only were a great inspiration to me, but I think, too, that you would be a great inspiration to others. One of the things that, as we communicated, recognize that you personally would like to touch lives, and I'm seeing that you started to do that, and it's through trading. Most persons would hear about this and not know what it is. Give us a general overview as to what trading is.
Alright, not a problem. Alright, so basically, Forex trading. Alright, so some persons straight off the bat would think that Forex trading is a scam, it's a pyramid scheme, all of that, and it's gambling, right? But most people don't get that, because we understand, because we have a certain mindset. So basically, Forex basically trading is just like the bank using your money to multiply it. So what we are being taught from a day-to-day basis on when we're growing up is that we should save our money, put it in a bank, and let it just grow on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but that is a good thing. Nothing is wrong with saving. But this is what the banks do. So when you have two types of account in a bank. You have a checking account, you have a savings account, right? So in the checking account, that money is usually used to take care of everyday expenses, like grocery shopping, online shopping, anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your savings account is basically put your money into it, let it sit there for a year or two and expect interest to grow on it. And that's where you save. So this is what the banks do. When you put your money into the bank uses your money and enter the foreign exchange market, use it to multiply that amount of money and make a huge and significant amount of profits from it.
Wow.
And what the banks promise you is that they give you about 1 to 2% a year, right?
Yeah.
So basically what the bank is doing, let's say you put $100,000 into the bank, right? You leave it for a whole year to sit and one interest rate to grow on it, right? The bank already made like 100% growth on that already.
Wow.
Like probably within such a short period of time, but you are only getting 1 to 2% of that a
Like some
year. So
small minor dividends.
exactly. The thing that people do not know is basically the same thing as trading. The banks are using your money to multiply and you're just getting a small fraction of that. So trading, we're actually teaching persons how to use their money, their hard earned money basically, to use that, enter the markets themselves by learning the proper skill set, having the proper mindset, understanding what causes the market to move in order to grow your money from a certain percentage to even more in a short period of time. Sorry, of time, right? And you know, as I said, some person has a mindset that this is gambling, but it is not. Gambling is like basically you don't have an gambling is like 50-50%, right? Let's say you throw on a dice, it's only 50% that you might throw it on a six or on a three, it depends, right? But that is when you don't have any knowledge or anything, so basically it's just a chance. But when trading now, basically you have a certain knowledge, you have a certain education towards the skill set on what you're doing, so you have a better chance. You have the education that will really lead to a higher probability of basically winning or losing,
Yes.
right? So that gambling is basically put your money into something that you don't have no knowledge about and expecting anything to happen, either win or loss.
Yes.
But trading is basically an investment that you're doing with you have the education in order to basically see growth, make an income from.
So
You
let me ask
understand?
you, though Billings, because let me call you Billionaire Billings. I guess this is the nickname
Yes.
here. So when people would maybe listen to you and say, perhaps, what are you trying to say? This is the same thing as gambling, as you said. But they're saying, but you're taking risks just the same. You're not able to see the money being turned over or something. What would you say to them?
Alright, so basically, yes, it is a risk because what you're using your hard-earned money and investing it in the market, and basically getting a return from that even more and multiplying that money. Yes, it is a risk. Of course, every day we take risk. When we go on the road, we're risking our lives. When we are making a purchase, we're risking them our money, hoping that we get some type of service back, right? So in this case, when persons say that yes, it's a risk, of course. But in order to understand, you cannot come in this and understand think that it's gonna work out right away. Understand, it's a
So you're saying that
process.
it does take time. So
It does
maybe
take time.
persons maybe I'll think that you're jumping into this trading thing. It's a getaway as maybe it's being advertised, but when we're looking at it, we're not getting the results at the same time.
No, because this is it, you know. It's a trade just like any other business. When you start off of are you going to make a lot of money right away? No.
No.
It takes time. You have to build your business. You have to get customers. You have to provide a value of services. As a business grow, then you get more income, right? So it's just like trading. This person might think, say, okay, these persons own these fancy cars, have a lot of money and all of that. And because they think it happens overnight, no, it doesn't. It takes years. I didn't see my first profit. Like a good amount of profit in trading for like probably the first 5 months. When I just started off, I was losing a ton of money, and because I had the same mindset, saying, okay, I'm gonna deposit $1,000, and when I hope to turn that by 10K by the end of the month. No, it doesn't work like that. That is not the reality of things, right? So first thing, you have to have the mindset like, listen, it's a growing process. Don't think you're gonna come and make millions immediately. Take a
So,
little time.
go continue, finish your point.
Yeah, so like basically what I'm trying to say, you know, is nothing that you should rush. If you're going to be interested in basically start trading Forex in the foreign exchange market, first thing first, not saying you cannot be self-taught, because this is the thing, you know, people are afraid nowadays because everything is fine these days, you know, and people are being scammed, yes, because those people make it look bad on the industry, because people are scamming it just to get money out of people.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a good trusted source, like seek a good mentor, because having a good mentor, it saves you time and it saves you money.
So, and that's some great points, as we're going to be speaking about the mentor in just a moment. We're going to come back to that. So basically what you're basically putting through to our listeners there is that what is actually happening is that you're not only investing your physical cash, but you have to invest your time to build the trade, and you have to pay attention to the market to make it work. So you're saying that your influence is by you putting in your time and working on it is what brings you the profit.
Exactly. Because my journey, or this is how it started, because me and you coming from a long way when I just started this and all of that, and it's going to be working at the same place. And, you know, we used to go to work very early and come home at night, very tired. But when I come out at night, I want to sleep, yes, but because I have a set goal, knowing that I want to get rid of this 9-to-5 that I have, right? Which basically nothing is wrong with a 9-to-5, you get
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing, use your 9-to-5 as a tool to fund your dreams.
That's brilliant. So we're hashtagging that right now. Billionaire Billing says using your job as a tool. Your job as a tool to fund your dreams. That's brilliant. So we're hashtagging that and putting it there. We understand. We're outside. We're having lots of background noises. But to your listeners, we want to take this spontaneously all around, so that we have a captured feel that we are not highfaluting this podcast or coming through to you from the climax on a stage which is something that is staged. We're coming through to you live and real. So this is what Billionaire Billings would say. You're using your job, your 9-to-5 job, as a tool to fund your dreams. Nothing is wrong with you using your having a 9-to-5 job, but also remember to invest in your own job, your own dream, your own time. You're at going to work every day building someone else's empire. He says, build your empire. Use the resources and the knowledge that you learn from someone else's empire to build yours. Be creative with yours. Go ahead, Billy.
Yes, so basically, just to touch on that some more, when I say use a 9-to-5 as a tool, so look at this. We go to work every single day. We work 8 hours a day. You see, any job that you have, as long as you are working for money, you are replaceable, no matter what. It could be, and you could have your degree, you could have your master's, you could have your doctorate. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter. You are replaceable, and your job can go down to nothing, basically, which you can be replaced at any given time. So basically, any type of work that you're doing for money or working for someone, just know that they are using you to build their dreams. So why not use your job as a tool as well to build your dreams, right? Because this thing, even though I know I don't work anymore, I'm a full-time trader, basically I don't just focus on trading. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. Persons focus on one thing and think that's going to cut it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Think as an entrepreneur. So even though I am making a steady income from Forex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't just focus on that only. I focus on other investments. I try to go apartments. I try to go into car rentals. I try to go into real estate. All those other stuff. You have to think wide. Because what? One stream of income is not good enough. Because what if one day that is not working out anymore? I at least have something else to back that up. You understand?
So, in other words, persons, just to have, you know, it's a full endorsement to not just have one stream of income, because if you want a big flow of water, you have to have multiple streams. And this is what he's saying, that if one stream goes out, you have water just the same. It continues to flow. So those of you there in Australia, let me say hello to you, and Malaysia, Madagascar. It's a pleasure having you listening into us. One of the things too that you stated was us working at a location. Just to give our persons or listeners an overview, you that are out there, I used to work within a contact center, a call center. Billings, we used to drive to work, and you know, we went to work early in the morning, get back home late at night. But one thing that we had in our dream was to become revolutionizers. And it began where we recognized that doing this ritual over and over does not work. The old system does not work. As he stated before, that you using the your job as a tool to fund your dreams, you have to remember that in life, it's if you do not take the risks to become greater, you will continue to find yourself in the same slump over and over, and you won't find some sort of great retirement. You won't be able to go on a cruise or anything of this sort. This is us here as Voices of Today, young persons within our 20s, stating to you that it starts here. Begin the process in changing the ritual, changing how you're seeing your future going, and now looking into your own purpose and discovering it. This is where we say hashtag tailor-made. So just before we forward, Billionaire Billings, I gotta ask you, tell me about your story. When you began, what pushed you into doing trading?
Okay, all right. So when I began, all right. So it's a long story, but let's get into it.
You can
So
summarize it for us.
basically, you know, went through school and all of that, college, went through all of that, and I realized that I love what I do. You understand? I enjoy working because I get to meet new people. I like being in a new environment. I like being about around people with the same mindset, right? But after a while, I realized that, listen to me. I started to look back on the how I grew up, basically the condition my parents are in, and I was saying that, listen, I somehow I do not want to live grow up with the same type of lifestyle that how I grew up, following the trend, going to school for how many years, get a job, save money, then after I retire, that's when I actually start having a little time for myself. I'm old, that I haven't done anything fun, I haven't enjoyed life as yet. Then I start living on pension money and until I die.
So let
That's
me
the
ask you.
mechanism.
So you stated that you went to college. What area did you actually study?
Actually, I did physical education and science.
So physical education and science. So that sounds like, as if that's teaching. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's teaching, yeah.
That's brilliant, brilliant. So you have a teacher's background, so you're an educator. This is a
Yes.
very revered and well-respected profession. And you looked at all of that and you said, even though you love being around persons, you still feel as if there's something more that is missing that can be accomplished by you.
Exactly.
You also looked at the situation with your parents. They were living by the same ritual, going to work, coming back home, working until they were old, and maybe working continuously. And even when they should be retiring or chilling out or relaxing, they still have to be going to work, trying to, you know, keep the wheel spinning.
Exactly. So basically, like, when I look back all of that, I'm like saying, it's time for my parents to rest and relax. It's my time to basically find a way out. Understand? Until I stumbled upon Forex. And I've been trying it for like a year, but I've been trying to do it by myself. And I realized that, listen, like, this is not going to work. I need some sort of guidance, right? Until I stumbled on a few persons online, which I met, and I basically got guidance. So basically, as I said, nothing in this world is free. Get me? You understand? And you don't expect any handouts from nobody. Understand? Work for you, what you want. So if there's a sacrifice to be made, make it and don't complain about it. Right? As all the successful people that you see in the world, most of them don't even haven't even gone to college at all. Like, some of them even dropped out of high school because what? They found a way to stop working for their money and make the money work for them
It's
instead.
brilliant.
Right?
Brilliant. Let me just pause you there and hashtag that. Stop working for the money and making the money work for you.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yes. So basically, I looked at that and I said, you know what? By any means, I made a promise to myself that by any means, no matter what, I'm not going to give up and I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm not going to complain even when the times are going to get hard. trading, you know, we expect losses. That is the thing. Expect to any part of your life, expect to fail at one point. Fail and right? Because this is the thing, you know, each time you lose, don't expect that you really fail. The only time you fail is basically when you fall down and do not get up.
It's absolutely brilliant.
So if you fall, get up. That is the only time you will not fail. And basically take those losses or those life experiences, learn from them, so when a similar situation comes on again, you won't make the same mistake and you know how to go past through it. So that is basically what I did. And I got a lot of good mentorship. I big up to Pajama Billionaire. He's my mentor, and trust me, without his guidance and mindset that I would have right now, I wouldn't have it right now to be able to say these things and share with others out there.
So shout out to your mentor. Shout out to him once again and share his platform just right here at this point.
Yeah, so shout out to Pajama Billionaire from the Billionaires Academy. You know, that's where I got my guidance from, my mentorship, and basically where I've grown from. So big up once again into the Billionaire family. Yeah.
Wonderful. And not only that, but you also started to duplicate the process. And this is the brilliant part of it. You duplicated the process and you started to mentor others and around you. So tell me, go ahead and share your platforms, also Instagram, all of your social media platforms where our listeners here and around the world can find you.
Okay, so if you want to find me, you can just search up Alston Billionaire on Instagram. Basically, you can message me, ask me any question, I'm willing to help. I didn't want to do any mentorship as yet because I still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I need to focus on myself. Right,
so
now.
Basically, maybe you're doing a bit of tutoring, I should state.
Exactly.
I see your humbled soul trying to be modest here. You're building and you're growing, and you're not self-praising, but you are building whilst learning and sharing the information that you have.
Exactly. And you know, persons came to me and asking me what I've been doing right now. I'm not working anymore. What am I doing? I tell them that I'm an investor right now. I'm trading at the moment, and they ask me questions about it, and it's a little insight. And some persons are interested, some persons are not interested. I really could care less, you know, because I'm just trying to help people who are very interested. And once I see that you have a certain mindset and you really want this, you want to change your life, I'm willing to work with you, like, by any means.
But persons would say that you're a bit blunt there, Billings, and they would be looking at it and saying, you're saying you couldn't care less, but you have learned the test of times and recognize that if you don't do something, nothing is going to happen. So why wasting time trying to motivate you for your own benefit? It's like the coronavirus happening around the world and you're having to force people for their own safety to wear a mask. So why not just do your own thing, build your own business, build your own company, build your own shares, build your own stocks, and if you share the information and you don't want it, you just leave them alone. So that's basically what you're saying.
Exactly. So I'm not good at convincing people, so I don't convince anybody to do anything, because what is working for me might not work for you, because the trading industry or the forex industry is not for everybody, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have patience and if you don't want to put in the time and the work and the effort, sleepless nights,
and facing even failure,
trust me, it is not for you. I'm being very blunt, but it's just a reality. I am not going to go around and tell you any promises about, yes, you're going to get into this industry, and I promise you're going to make a lot of money in a short term. No, I'm telling you the reality of it. And this is a lot of things that they don't tell people, because a lot of persons I know, like, you know, they get into the industry and they've been promised a lot and they regret it, and they didn't know that it was this hard. It's not necessarily hard, but like, you have to be willing to put in the work. It's just like a support, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In order to play, like, get good at football,
mm-hmm.
you have to practice a lot, right? And over time, after you practice, when you go on to the real playing field, you're able to execute properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. You have to put in a good amount of time and effort. And in trading, you have to have a proper mindset. You have to have patience. You have to have good money management skills. And they think Forex, yes, is about money. Yes, the money isn't coming, but as long as you focus on the skill set first, the money will come after. Yeah, I understand.
So as we
But that's
stated in the
something.
first half of the segment, we stated just before you came online with us that first of all, to build wealth, this is what I stated in my opening, that you'd have to first invest in yourself.
Exactly.
So building your skill set, mastering the art, you'll become a great artist.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Let me talk about you also facing a bit of failures and working through this with relationships and general impacts that it has on you. You said that when you started out, you faced a bit of losses and you kept resilient and you because you were going just off of your own self and you never sought mentors. Tell us just a bit about that.
Okay, so basically, as I said, I came with the mindset that this industry basically can make me a lot of money, yes, but it can also make you lose a lot of money. So basically, I came with a mindset, said, okay, go on YouTube. YouTube has a lot of different stuff. It can teach you, but at the same time, it doesn't teach you something like specific that you should focus on. It has a whole ton of different information, right? So I was trying to learn it by myself. I said, okay, I thought I knew enough. You get me? Because you see these on Instagram, oh, try this strategy, it works 100%. You try it for a little while, it will work. But when you actually get into the real game now, you understand? Basically, you realize that, hey, it's a whole different ball game out here. And trust me, I've lost thousands of US dollars. You get me? And trust me, it wasn't pretty. I was on my face. I was chugging. I was
And
like,
you were not a millionaire, you're just an
I
average
was
guy.
not. No, I was broke. Like, broke. Dead broke. I'm like, okay, I
But you
don't know
still
how
took the
this is gonna
risks.
go. Exactly, but you have to be willing to take the risk. That is the thing. Persons are afraid and persons are being cowards. Not to be so blunt, but it's just the truth. You get me? In order for something to happen for you have to take risk.
That's absolutely brilliant. Question to you, though. Just before we move over to the mentor stage of this might be gonna be pluggy onto your heart, but I know I feel like our listeners are looking in and asking and wondering, how does this impact your life? How does this affect your relationships? Have you ever met maybe someone that could be a potential wife, a potential partner, or something, and they're finding that you're doing this trading, maybe they're not so interested and maybe try to distract you. How do you handle distractions?
Okay, distractions. All right. So when I first actually started off, a lot of persons would come into my mother, it would rather not be a partner, it might can be just a friend. A lot of persons will come into your life, you get me? Some person might come into life to help you build, you get me? Or some persons might basically come to mess things up, right? But you have to know those persons. You have to basically surround yourself with persons that are like-minded people, persons that wants to grow along with you. And basically that believes in you and wants to go along on the journey with you to not only build you as an individual but also themselves, right? So as regards to relationships as well, you get me? Like, yeah, I got a lot of distractions. Like, of course, I've stumbled upon persons. I thought, there would be a good meaning in my life, you understand? But at the end of the day, it basically it was kind of turning away my focus on what the real aim is. You get me? And I was slacking off a bit and had to stop and step back and realize that basically this is not what I want. This person or this individual is not on the same mindset as me. I'm not saying, hey, they have a low mindset. I'm not saying that. But basically, you have to have that entrepreneurial mindset. You have to have that mindset to build generational wealth. Because me, what I am doing, I'm not doing for myself. Like, say, oh, I want to get rich. I want to own this and own that. I am building for a generation. I want to see my parents good. I want to basically plan for my unborn children. Get me? So I want basically a legacy to leave behind, knowing that my children's children is good. You understand? Everybody is set for generational wealth. They have nothing to worry about. So as regards to relationship, a lot of persons will come into your life, but this is the thing. Try to stay focused on just you. It's not being selfish, it's called self-love. And that's what the persons will think it as being they're being selfish towards yourself. No. It's that you're focused on the goal, you know what you want. The other person might not know what they want, but you know what you want. And basically you love yourself to that extent that you're basically willing to put in a whole ton of work and sacrifice, and you're expecting failure, and know that you're gonna take those failures and basically learn from them and basically grow even more.
So, a question to you, just before we get through to the mentorship, have you ever found yourself feeling maybe perhaps depressed that maybe, because in life what we find too is that persons will come around into your life and they'll be there, and we won't say that they're useless within any particular sector, but the fact is that they serve no purpose enhancing your life. So I got to ask the question. Have you ever felt whilst you're doing your trading and you're trying to grow and you're building this empire a bit depressed or stressed out that this is not working? Because we're keeping it real here as we recognize that we are real individuals right here on the climax. We're moving through to the peak and we recognize that we're tailor-made, so we are normal people doing extraordinary things. Have you ever felt as if this is not working out? You know, you've talked to yourself and been honest to yourself. Have you ever felt as if this is stressing me out? But then something comes to you and say, you got to keep going.
Exactly, of course. A lot of times that I feel like really stressed out, and the person be like, all right, like I think I'm wasting my time. I think this is not for me. I think, hey, this is not gonna work. Best if I just stick to a 9 to 5. It's best if I just try to just do the regular. But like, this is the thing. I have one fear, and that fear is being broke. That is one thing that I'm scared of. And basically, when I stop and think, when
Yes.
I'm really depressed, I stop and think and say, what if you go back, like, you stop and just stay being broke? How are you going to feel? You're going to be in that same state of life. Basically, you're going to feel so depressed until you die. You understand? That doesn't make any sense. And that is one thing that I fear. So immediately when I think back on that, I'd be like, no, this is not going to happen. I'm not going to allow it by any means. I must be successful no matter what. So even if it gets really hard, even if sometimes you're going to still feel depressed again, but what? You have to have that drive. You understand? That's why it comes down to friendship and persons that you surround yourself with that is willing to drive you. You understand? And support you in what you do. So you just have to need to support, surround yourself with like-minded people that want to see you grow and grow along with them as well. And as I said, stick around those people, basically. And this is another thing too. This is another tip that I basically, this is what I did as well. The moment when I changed my mindset, I was listening to someone. I think it was Gary Vee. I was listening to him and he said, this is what you should do. Stop. Look back at what you're doing. Spend 6 months just to focus solely on you and you only. Those 6 months, you're going to put in some crazy work like again before. You're not going to complain. It's going to get hard. But no matter what, you're going to keep on working and working and working. And when you're focusing on those 6 months and focusing on your dreams for those 6 months, trust me, I guarantee you 100%. If you do not give up, you will see a magnificent change. And that is what I did. You understand? And things changed so far for me, like a whole ton of that. Like, basically, I have free time since it's Corona, you know, that nobody's basically to do anything that much fun. But you get me? I have a whole lot of free time. I live on my own term. I don't have to be worrying about money going to a job and all of that. Everything, as I said, like, I have a long way to still go, which I'm working on just the same. But my overall aim is to do this until I'm able to help like-minded people who really want it.
As the wind blows, it's a suggestion to me that the change is upon us and it's coming closer and closer as our generation is revolutionizing the thing. And here I am, VIP Tev B, live on the climax, coming through to you from the beautiful Caribbean. We understand that change is taking place, and it begins with you, wherever you are, here and around the world, remembering that your guidance is one important part that changes your future. So let me ask you, your Billings, as we move to the final question, closing through the segment of entrepreneurship. You taking mentorship, how is that working for you? Have you ever felt like this guy's trying to tell me what to do, and I'm a big man, I'm a grown up. Has that ever happened?
Okay, mentorship, not necessarily, no, because this is me. When I was being mentored, I basically know that, all right, this person, first off, if you're getting a mentor, try to do your background research on the person, what they do, they're at a certain level, they understand the craft or the skills or the business that they are into well, make sure that basically they have real proof to show that this is working well for them, and make sure they understand and have a good amount of knowledge in what they're doing, right? So first of all, I knew that are the persons that I sought out basically, and I found they had a really good background on what they're doing, and they were pretty successful. So I know that, all right, I will be getting good guidance, but not because they have basically they have proof of what they're doing and they are successful from it. You want to also know that they will provide value for you. You want to make sure it's anything that they're doing or teaching is very valuable, basically, and that basically you will learn very well from it, right? So I have stumbled upon mentors. As a matter of fact, just to get into it, I've done some mentors where I got scammed. I paid for other stuff, like doing other businesses, I got scammed.
So hold on. You're saying to me that within your new career, you found yourself being even scammed or even having setbacks like this, and in all of this, you still continued?
Of course, because what is how bad you want it. Now, as I said, in life, you have to expect a lot of failure, disappointments. It is going to happen. You cannot escape it, no matter what, right? But I have a mindset that this, if this doesn't work for me, I'm not going to complain and say, you know what, I give up. That's weak-minded. You can't be weak like that. You understand? There is always a way out of things, and basically I continue seeking help because I know that this, if this can work for someone, I know it's going to work for me. You get me? So I've been through all of that. Various persons might be through the same similar thing, but you have to understand, you have to do your research properly. As I said, that is when I was just starting out. You understand? But as I went along my journey, I found a good mentor, as I said. Like, he guided me, like, from last year, I think it's from last year, August, September, basically. He's been guiding me, and I'm really happy right now, basically, where I am. So as regard to mentorship, like, you have to listen. You have to do your background knowledge to make sure the person understands what they're doing and listen to the person and try to basically stick to the rules as well. Don't try to go about things that are only listen and take notes and try to duplicate what that person is doing so you can get the same results as a person or even more.
Brilliant. That's an absolute brilliant thing. You know, chasing your dreams and finding your own passion, then monetizing it is an important aspect. And I value that very much from you. As we close this aspect for Voices of Today, live on The Climax, as we're putting it through, as a new fragrance, I must ask you, for those that are thinking about trading, has a little bit of doubts, or those that are already there and feeling as if they're not coming through strongly, I know Tito Smith is looking at growing and accomplishing in trading just the same. That's one of my friends that I spoke with this morning, and this climax is a motivation to him. When I make my posts and I send it through to persons, it is impacting lives. So what's your final say in motivation to those that are out there listening?
Well, basically, if you're thinking about getting into forex trading, have the right proper mindset. Do not try to rush the process. Don't rush it. Understand, don't come into this and think that, hey, you're going to make a ton of money immediately. It takes time. It's just like getting to know a female. You have to invest your time and energy into that female in order to understand the female much properly. Because I'm sure, like, on the first week, for most persons, on the first week, I'm sure you won't get to third base, right? You understand? You
have to, we're just keeping it real here. And for those of you that are out there that are feminists, don't take this as something that is derogatory or we are looking down on women at all. No, not at all. We are just making reference to the separate gender, because we're two males online here making reference to growth. This doesn't only go for males, but it also goes for females. So we're putting it out there just to have you know, we are not being derogatory by any means. It's just a reference to the female gender as a strong, powerful aspect of life, because we can't do anything without you women. But he's just making reference to building a relationship with two separate gender. We're made up some total different ways. You just have to understand that in approaching you, it takes work. Go ahead, though.
Exactly. So basically, anybody anybody's that trying to get in this industry, or they have already started, you know, just keep putting a lot of work. Because the only difference is just that it takes experience as well. You understand? It takes a lot of experience as well. Because when I just started off, as I said, like, basically, when I just started, I started like anybody else. I didn't know a thing. I was clueless of what was going on. But by putting a lot of work, time, and the thing is, you know, when you're getting mentorship, just to touch on that one more time, don't think that the person is going to basically spoon feed you. Some things, they can only provide you with the tools to be successful, right? But it's how, basically, it's how you take that tool and use it to your best of ability. You understand? Because I said, you have to put in a lot of time, a lot of effort into this. Expect failure, but it's up to you if you're going to basically allow yourself to not to get back up and go again.
That's absolutely brilliant. So remember, hashtag never stop moving. Get back up and continue to work. Billings, I got to thank you for your awesome contribution today in making this work for us right here on the Climax. As some of the strong points that you brought through to us, where we hashtagged, was using your job as a tool to accomplish your dream. So you're using your job as a tool, your 9-to-5. As a tool to accomplish your dream. As we summarize this through, you stated clearly to stop working for the money and making the money work for you. These are some strong points, and we'll be looking at it. Starting now, taking risks was one of the underlying threads that you brought through to us, and we truly appreciate you right here on the Climax 100% Billionaire Billings. Thank you, sir.
Much blessings. Thank you very much, the Climax family.
Wonderful. Have a great one. Bye for now.
You too, sir.
So, you are hearing this live on the Climax. We spoke with Billionaire Billings, Allison Billings, which spoke to us strongly about using Forex trade in building not only your future, but the world is revolutionizing. You starting to make strides in your area is a very important point. I won't have you for long. Let me thank you so very much for joining me right here on the Climax and VIP TevB. We looked at our first episode as our launch, the Climax, upon these platforms. And guess what? You were the most important part because you opened your ears and you listened. I got to thank you. Remember, 100%, we are tailor-made. And this is our theme throughout. Have a great one. Thank you.